The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario.
Hey, baby.
I got a lot of money.
Howard, please. This is beneath
you. No, this is exactly me.
Casanova. You are evil, Demeter.
What you call me? It's not true.
Is it joke, my dove?
Why do you men so treasure this joking so?
Do you love me?
What can I say when you ask? You shouldn't ask, you know. I'll tell you when I feel like it.
Would you like me to give you something to make you sleep?
Now, there's a good idea.
All right, then. Come with me.
Welcome to another look at the Bon Vivants, playboys, and those who lived a jet-setter lifestyle. Those tango pirates and just what makes these men who they are. This week, Gianni Agnelli, with his aquiline nose, swept-back hair, bare chest bronzed by the Mediterranean. Gianni came across like a modern-day Roman Empire. He was sometimes called the Rake of the Riviera for his love of fast cars, sailboats, clothing, and beautiful women. Now, here is some great news for those who've been enjoying Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario. There is a film about this man, a new documentary. It's called Agnelli. It's been directed by Nick Hooker, and it's been put out by HBO. And it shows Mr. Agnelli, who is the head of Fiat and died in 2003, to have been something rarer, a playboy with gravitas. He saw battle in World War II and ran his family's car company, which was once Italy's largest private business. When Henry Kissinger appears on screen, praising the shrewdness of Agnelli, you realize that despite the tan, he wasn't George Hamilton with a Italian accent. Sure, Gianni Agnelli was a creature of a more chauvinistic time. He was an inattentive father. He believed that being discreet about extramarital affairs was actually the mark of a good husband. He was unquestionably vain. Nevertheless, the film shows modern men can still learn a few things about style and living the good life from Mr. Agnelli. Here's a few takeaways. Well, he certainly lived courageously. In the mid-1970s, a communist paramilitary organization known as the Red Brigades assassinated businessmen and political leaders, including the country's prime minister. And there was no doubt that Agnelli was a target, yet he bravely drove to work every day in his Fiat Compact, exuding strength and calm to his workers and the nation. He thought that a day when someone tries to assassinate you and fails is a more interesting day. He set his own fashion rules. One of the funniest moments in the documentary is a montage of men who actually copied his look of wearing his watch over his shirt cuff. For him, it was a practical response to a problem. The director of the documentary, Nick Hooker, said the cuffs were very tight on the shirts that he had made, and he couldn't fit a watch under it. He said it's a more goofy move, and the guys who do it actually do look ridiculous, except, of course, for Agnelli. He certainly knew how to make an entrance. He kept two helicopters fueled up on the lawn of his estate in Turin, one to go to the mountains to ski, the other to the Mediterranean to go sailing. And he would arrive in port by jumping from his helicopter from 30 feet into the water and then swimming to his yacht. He pulled the same helicopter diving stunt when visiting friends, jumping into the swimming pools of their villas. What a hoot this guy is. I love him. Now, he was flashy, but not too flashy. Now, though, Mr. Agnelli was an avid boater who sailed the harbours of the French and Italian Rivieras. He was no oligarch out to show off the biggest boat. His famous yacht, the Agneta, was an 80-foot jewel box with a Burmese teak deck and possession-free staterooms. All he had under there was a hammock for him and whichever girlfriend he was with. Gianni Agnelli didn't have a lot of inhibition. For him, swimming naked in the ocean was the ultimate sense of freedom. He was always naked, with a towel around his waist on the boat. And finally, he aged like a fine wine. Nick Hooker in the documentary says, he was more striking in his 50s and 60s, when his thick hair had gone white at the sides, but he still had a trim frame, sheathed in double-breasted tailor suits. Hooker says, it's a reminder that you don't need rock-hard abs and the waxy face of a 22-year-old to remain appealing. Good news for all of us older men. His manners were like that of another century. What was so alluring about him was his combination of exquisite taste combined with restraint. What a fascinating man. If you get the chance to see this documentary, you do need to see it. Like I've said in previous anatomies of Lounge Lothario, there's not a lot of information about these guys, which is why I've chosen them. The majority of them are fairly obscure by today's standards. Back then, very well known. But this man, well, he certainly ticks all of the boxes of a amazing Lounge Lothario. Looked great. He had money. Clearly women were attracted to him. Men absolutely loved him as well. Very, very popular man, that's for sure. Great style. And the cool thing I like about Mr. Gianni Agnelli is that he was a trendsetter. I don't think I'm going to start wearing a watch on the outside of my sleeves anytime soon. But hey, that says a lot, doesn't it? Thanks for joining us for another look at the anatomy of a Lounge Lothario.